The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, you welcome to a Wednesday morning. Post 4th of July Wednesday. Hope the holiday treated you well. Thank you for waking up with us here this morning. And as promised, first Wednesday of the month, got to talk Rotary with Kim Nelson in studio with me this morning. Kim, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bill.
You had a good 4th. You had a busy 4th of July.
We did. We had a lot of people, a lot of fun, a lot of food. So, yeah, everybody went home happy yesterday, so I guess we're good.
Food, family, and fireworks.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it all encompasses.
Beautiful fireworks on the lake. It was really nice. It was fun to see, so.
Well, I didn't know this, but you kind of clued me into it. Rotary, your year... Your calendar year actually goes from July to July. So as far as Rotary International, you're starting a brand new year.
We're starting a brand new year with a brand new international president. And he's from Scotland this year, our international president. So we're excited about that. Our last one was from New Zealand. And this guy, his name is Gordon McNally. And he's from Scotland. And so then we set a theme every year. So the international president is the one that picks the theme. So our theme for this year is Create Hope in the World.
Love that.
Yeah.
Much needed.
We're really excited about that. And he's got some neat visions on how we can create hope and hope within our, you know, internationally, each of your countries. You know, again, we're global, so Rotary is all over the world, and so everybody has the same theme in their own country, in their own state, in their own district, and in their own community. And so this is the theme that I'll follow for the next year for our Rotary Wapton Breckenridge Rotary Club.
So you can bring that home, and the theme is local, and
exactly.
Kind of make it our own.
Exactly.
So with regards to him, how does one get to that point? How does one get elected to this or appointed to this?
So you kind of go through the stages of you've been a club president and then a district president, and our district is huge. It's all of North Dakota, northern Minnesota, and a little bit of Canada.
Wow.
Then you serve on the board. They have an international board, and then you apply. And as you apply, after you apply, it's voted on by the board of directors whoever applies,
you know?
And so it varies from year to year who's chosen. But we've had presidents from the United States, we've had Japanese, we've had Gandhi, we've had presidents from all over. So, you know, there's a huge diversity of, you know, what you bring to the table, because everybody in a different country has a different need or different, you know, goal.
Sure.
But overall, Rotary's goal is to provide service above self. So it doesn't matter where I go, whatever country I go in, those three words, if I would go somewhere and talk about service above self, they would know it's Rotary.
Wow. So how do you bring his hopeful vision home here? What are we going to be doing here locally?
So the next year, one of my goals that I have is food insecurities. We do have a local issue with food insecurities. You know, and I come to light with that when every month we go and we pack food for kids to take home on the weekends. And I look at this little bag they get that they take home because they have no food for the weekend to survive, you know, because their families can't afford it. We do the Fill the Bus, which is the, you know, the bus here locally.
Great
in town.
Promotion.
You know, we do that at Econo Foods and Walmart. And we do it a couple of times through. We'll do it this fall in September. But, you know, you look at all of that and you take it to the food pantry and how fast the food goes off the shelves. You know, and just now over the weekend, I was listening to Now We're Going to, in Minnesota, they're going to be providing free meals for all students.
Yes.
You know, in the school. And I just think that is fabulous. And I hope North Dakota follows suit here, because we do have, if young children don't have any food and they're hungry, they can't even process learning. You know, there's a learning issue, and that comes back from my daycare days. I knew that from years ago, you know. So food insecurities is one of the things I really want to work on this next year as the club president. Just what are ways that we can help locally, and what are ways that we can help internationally as well, but locally more than anything. So one of the fundraisers we do is our football fundraiser, which it's on based on Monday Night Football. You don't even have to know anything about football, which I always think is kind of fun.
That and is fun.
You win and you win some money. But that is one of our bigger fundraisers. And with that, the money that we earn off of that, we do things like the backpack program. We do things like, fill the bus and different things that we give to the food bank. We give it back, locally the best that we can, mm-hmm. So the more books we sell, the more money we can give back locally to the community. So if somebody comes up and asks you to buy a book, please say yes.
Absolutely.
They're $20.
Absolutely.
Mike Turchin from Gate City Banks and Rotary with us, and he kind of manages that. So our books will be available starting July 11th here next Tuesday at our meeting. And so we'll be selling in the next 2 months.
Until, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you talk about the food program and making that one of your major focuses, mm-hmm. too. Not only are the kids getting something from that, but a lot of kids, too, years down the road might look back on that and say, I know what Rotary did for us.
Right.
And carry that on. So it really is inspirational.
Yeah.
And just passing it forward, too.
Yeah. And there's things that we do for students, our young leadership camps and different things. And, as much as we can, we try and help them understand that, we're doing this to grow them, to mm-hmm. help them grow. And you're right.
Sure.
They'll come back years from now and go, I remember when Rotary did this, and did that. We have international scholar and local scholar. In fact, I had to laugh. My granddaughter, who lives in Arizona, was here in May, and she said, Grandma, I'm going to over to Europe for a Rotary scholarship exchange for a month. I'm like, what?
Wow.
And here she connected with somebody in Arizona and she didn't realize how involved I was in Rotary. So mm-hmm. we had a great conversation. So
I bet you did.
Yeah. So I'm anxious. She's leaving on the 6th here. So I'm really anxious to hear how her month is being a Rotary scholar. And she's her second year in college.
Incredible.
Yeah. So it's amazing what it does internationally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about our new year and getting started. We want to see new members. We want to see Rotary grow. And, if you have any aspirations to provide service above self or travel internationally or be involved in helping us with youth, come and talk to us at Rotary and see us and join us. We would love to have you. And we used to be the typical meet at noon every Tuesday.
You changed that.
We changed that. We're not doing that all the time. We're changing it up. We're trying to find new ways to get people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing. Doesn't mean you have to be at every meeting, every Tuesday, at every noon. It's just find a way to service above self, but become a Rotarian, and then you learn more about it.
So people listening to this going, yeah, Kim, I want to be a part of Rotary. What's the next step?
I think the best way would be to call me directly, probably 701-640-2701. That's my cell phone. Call me directly. We have a website. It's WAPREC Rotary. And it's 5580. That's always a hard number to remember, but Rotary 5580. That's our district. But WAPREC Rotary, if you Google that, usually it comes up, so you can get on our website.
Okay.
You can kind of see some of the things that we do. And then, email us. Any Rotarian in the community pretty much will know who to get connected with.
Okay.
So our vice president is Paige Dessel from American Federal Bank, so she'll be coming in as vice president. I just said Mike Turchin's in there. We've got several other people, Brittany Janing from Sanford. So people that are in Rotary with us, get a hold of anybody.
Margaret okay.
Wall. Yeah, there's a lot of people that would love. Pam Erlinson is our membership chair. There are a lot of people that would love to bring you into Rotary. So,
Kim, sidebar, let's mention this thing you got coming up at Otter Tail.
So, science school, we're back to, you said it was Wednesday today, and I think about that for a second. It feels like Monday to me, but it is Wednesday. But this Saturday, we have our Otter Tail meet and greet out at the Otter, so 8:30 until about 11. And so, come on out, and if you want to sign up, just call the office 701-671-2247. And call the Foundation, Alumni Foundation office and join us. It's always a fun one. That's one we've done for almost 22 years now.
Wow.
Because the first year I started. So in 2002. 21 years.
Unbelievable.
This is, yeah. So that's always a fun one to do, but we'll be out at the Otter on Saturday mornings. So
sounds great.
Come and join us.
Kim, great to have you in here first Wednesday every month. I always look forward to our chats about Rotary.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate having that opportunity.
You got it. Kim Nelson, talking Rotary. It is 9:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a sunny sky, beautiful day. We're up to 64 degrees. Good morning.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty and...